Hi guys, welcome to today's meditation. As I mentioned in the first meditation, this week we'll be focusing on the theme of impermanence and artists who work with that idea, with that concept. So today the artist that we're going to look at is Alvaro Sanchez Montanes. He is a Spanish photographer. And we're going to look at one of his pieces out of a whole body of work called Indoor Desert. And go ahead and take a look on the blog at the image. It's a really stunning image of this room, this house, basically filled with sand. And he went to a town called Kolmenskap in Namibia. And at one point it was a booming little town around a gold mine, and then the gold mine dried up, and so everybody left and just abandoned their homes. And eventually, as nature will do, it reclaimed that space, and the houses are now falling apart and filled with sand and being engulfed back into the desert. So if you haven't already, go ahead and check out the photograph, and then come back to your cushion and get comfortable so you can start your meditation. So begin by taking a few big breaths in and exhaling to simply unpack. So drop any baggage, any mental baggage you might be carrying with you from the day or from yesterday or from whenever. And simply give yourself some space here to breathe and to sit. Relax into your body, relax your legs, relax your shoulders. In particular, soften through your jaw and your face, all the muscles around your eyes. Feel a broadening or a widening of the skin of your scalp around down to your ears. Almost like you have a blanket that's coming over the top of your head and down your shoulders. Just feel that heaviness and let everything drop. And just observe the quality of your breathing today. And just observe the quality of your mind today. One of the best things about taking time to sit and be still on a daily basis is that you can start to really see that ever-changing landscape of your own mind, of your own emotions, of your own life. If there's one thing that stays the same, it's that nothing stays the same. Things are always changing. And us being the humans we are, we tend to really grasp at things that we hope to be permanent or any feeling of security and control. And I think that's pretty normal. But it also is the cause of a lot of suffering. Our inability to allow resistance to change. I'm referring back to the photograph that we're meditating on today. One thing that I really love when I look at this image is I imagine the lives that happened in these colorful houses. At one point, families lived in these houses. At one point, those houses that he photographed were the structure and the meeting place of many people. Their shelter from the outside environment in the desert, which I imagine is pretty harsh. Where they shared their meals together. And these buildings, these places, at one point seemed probably very, very much structured and still for these people, to where it felt like a secure place. That's what I'm imagining, at least. It's not that how most of us feel about our homes, is that it's a place of refuge to come home to rest in. A place that we can count on to be there, and to live in, to cultivate. But alas for these people that once lived there, things changed, to say the least. Big changes happened in their community, and they moved on, leaving behind those very structures that once contained their lives. And then with time, the sand came, the weather came, the wind came, and have day by day filled these houses. As you sit here in the meditation, just keep that in mind. Things change. Always. It's guaranteed. There's really no avoiding that. And that's a really wonderful thing in some cases, when you really want things to change. And then in the times when you really don't want things to change, just the very knowledge of knowing that they will can give you more appreciation for what you really have in this moment. So as you sit here, I'd love for you to just cultivate that appreciation for every breath that comes in and out. And just observe how those breaths change from when you first sat down to how you are now to when we end. Feel your posture change. Feel your mind start to calm. All the bags drop down to the side. And just enjoy that for what it has to offer you. Thank you again, guys, for joining me for another day of meditation. Have a lovely experience out there in the world, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.